I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. I see by my script that we're talking about tarantulas and hawks.
Yes, we are. Tarantula hawks, it's a type of a wasp where the females will sting and paralyze a tarantula and then stuff it down a burrow, lay their egg, and the tarantula, living but paralyzed, will become food for that developing grub.
I think I've seen this on Walt Disney nature films.
I remember seeing it on the Walt Disney's Living Desert. I grew up in a place along the fringes of the Mojave Desert where tarantula hawks and tarantulas were pretty common, but I never got to see the actual interaction between the wasp and the spider until one of my early trips to Arizona. But I never had a camera in my hand until this past summer when I actually got to see a tarantula hawk dragging an already paralyzed tarantula across a rocky driveway.
Do you have a photograph of that?
I do, and we'll make sure that's on the website.
Oh, terrific. These things have particularly painful sting or something, don't they?
That's one of the things that I've been fortunate enough not to have been stung by, but I've heard that they're incredibly painful. In fact, a colleague of mine, Justin Schmidt, devised the insect sting pain index, and it's on a scale of 1 to 4. For example, he rates the sting of the fire ant 1.2, and he describes these various stings as you would describe a fine wine. He describes the sting of the fire ant as sharp, sudden, mildly alarming, like walking across a shag carpet and reaching for the light switch. He gives the honeybee sting and the European hornet a 2 and describes them like a match head that flips off and burns on your skin. But the Pepsis wasp is rated a 4 on the scale of 1 to 4 as blinding, fierce, shockingly electric. A running hairdryer has been dropped into your bubble bath. The Pepsis wasp.
Is that what we're talking about?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
And otherwise, it would be known as tarantula hawk.
Tarantula hawk. But it's only the females that engage in this activity. And like all other ants, bees, and wasps that sting, only the females sting because they do that with a modified egg-laying tube or ovipositor. The males lack that stinging apparatus. And in the case of tarantula hawks, males aren't interested in looking for tarantulas at all. They spend their time looking for nectar and female tarantula hawks.
Conspicuous by its absence on this list is the velvet ant with which you've had some encounters.
That's true. I'm not sure where that would fit in. Let's see, I've been stung by a yellow jacket, which is rated a 2. I've also been stung by a red harvester ant, which is rated as a 3. I would have to put the velvet ant somewhere between a 3 and a 4, but I'm not sure Justin would rate it the same way because I have a very low pain threshold.
I like the bullet ant.
Yeah, the bullet ant, that's a 4+. That's the most painful of all stings. This is a South American ant. It's called the bullet ant because when you're stung, it feels like you've been shot. The sting is described as pure, intense, brilliant pain, like firewalking over flaming charcoal with a 3-inch rusty nail in your heel.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.